countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
And it's John Cook in for Damien for the next few weeks. You're very welcome. First of all, this morning, we're heading for a farm in County Mayo because as Galway's Project Baba is celebrating the cultural, economic and environmental contribution of sheep to our lives with many online events this weekend, I paid a visit to the Flanagan Farm where Michael, Aisling and their family make Velvet Cloud yoghurt and Rockfield cheese from the milk of their 300-strong flock of dairy sheep.
You're in Rockfield, County Mayo, just between Clamaris and Knock.
And the sun is shining.
And the sun is shining, the birds are singing. You brought the nice weather with you.
What a lovely part of the world. So, Aisling, what's a girl from Dunleary doing in County Mayo?
Oh, sure. Why else, John? A man. he followed me around the world, but we ended up back in County Mayo.
You said you were always into farming, though.
Yeah, I was always interested. My mother grew up in a farm in just outside Mitchelstown, and I'd go down to my uncle John's farm every summer. I loved it. He had a pig farm at the time.
And that led you to agricultural science in UCD. And this man here, who you heard had a lot of road frontage, was it? This is your family farm, or is this land?
This has been in the family for a long, long time, yes.
So we started off, I went out to Italy to work for Bord Bia, and then I moved on working for Heinz. And then Michael followed me out.
Sheep dairying was quite commonplace where we were living in France and Italy, and the idea was always there at the back of the head.
Do you miss Dublin at all, Aisling?
No, not at all. I go up and down, I'm fortunate. I have family still there, so pre-COVID I would have been going up and down a lot. So kind of realise how lucky we are to be out here in this fabulous countryside.
There's a lot of people leaving the city for the countryside now after lockdown, or realising they could work remotely, realising things could be different. What would you advise them to head for the West?
I would, yes. Now, you do miss the restaurants and you do miss the cinema and things like that, but the lifestyle is fabulous. Very good for the mental health to be able to go out and work, you know, walk in nature and listen to the sounds of the birds.
We have two breeds here. We have Friesland and Lacan. They're specific dairy animals. The Friesland are from Northern Europe and the Lacan are a French breed in origin. Like, they have much more milk than is ever required by the lambs they produce. And your regular commercial meat sheep will produce milk for probably 8-10 weeks, and there isn't a whole lot left after that. The best of these could produce milk for 10 months.
Would these sheep get to graze outdoors, or what happens now through the winter?
We graze them outdoors for as long as possible, which generally speaking is 9.5-10 months. We have to rest the land in the winter for a couple of months, otherwise there'll be nothing there in the spring. So they're off grass, or they're rotated off grass for about 2 months in the winter time.
Okay. And what are they eating inside?
The silage. We also have some of them out wintered on brassica crops, kale in particular.
You're growing that yourself?
Yes, we have the kale just across the road there.
That's funny, because I thought those are big cabbage plants when I came in the driveway.
Kale, I suppose, is a type of cabbage, but there's a hell of a lot of cabbage to eat there. You also have a ram there at the moment with them. We're in the peak breeding.
I know what a ram is.
We're in the peak breeding season here, so you'll see this fella. That's a Friesland ram, and looking, I suppose, for some action.
He's sniffing the air around him there.
He's sniffing the air.
We know what he's after.
Exactly.
So, Michael, this is the milking parlour, and Aisling, I noted on the Velvet Cloud website the most common question you get asked is, how do you milk a sheep?
Milking a sheep is similar really to milking a cow. They're milked in a parlour, it's just a scaled down version.
Maybe the dilemma for people is that when they look at the sheep they're used to in other farms around Ireland, they don't see those big full udders we see in these sheep.
No.
That's why they're wondering, how do you get milk out of that?
That's exactly right. You mean you'll see udders on these to rival what you'd see on some dairy cows at times.
Now, the Friesland and Lacan sheep, you said, are specific dairying sheep, but you wouldn't get a good leg of lamb out of them for the Sunday roast.
No, you'll get a leg of lamb, but it wouldn't necessarily be a good leg of lamb. They're poor meat animals. The male lambs, the ram lambs, end up going to the abattoir just the same as any other lamb, but they wouldn't be the best of stock.
Now, here's where the milk is cooled after milking time today.
Yeah, and everybody that comes here, John, has to taste the milk.
Okay.
We have to introduce everybody to sheep's milk. So you're next on the list.
Right. Okay to drink from this?
Absolutely. Right.
Bottoms up. This tastes pretty good.
Not as strange as you thought.
Not at all. It's just nice, creamy milk, yeah.
A lot of people are hesitant. They think, oh, sheep, oh, God, that's going to taste a bit odd or something. But that's not actually the case. Once they taste it, it's a richer, creamier milk.
It tastes pretty good to me anyway. I'd have it on my Weetabix. Your research into the product focused on the health benefits of the milk, Aisling, and that's what has struck a chord with a lot of your customers now. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah, I think that was it. We thought perhaps that the market was more in the gourmet end of things. And yeah, we have a strong market with chefs and people who like good food. But really, 90% of the consumers who buy our milk are consumers who are very much concerned about their gut health, their microbiome, or allergies or sensitivities they might have to other dairy. So John, now we're in our production unit. So this is where we make our sheep's yogurt and our sheep's cheese. So I'll just bring you into the chill here.
And you've got large stainless steel vats here full of yogurt.
This was made earlier this week.
This is a big pot of Velvet Cloud live sheep's milk yogurt, natural.
So off you go, John.
That's lovely.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is really thick and creamy, yeah. I think I can see why you would say it could be savoury or sweet.
But yet it doesn't have that strong tang that I think sometimes people wonder, would something made from sheep's milk have a sheepy, they sometimes say to us, taste? Doesn't.
Yep, I'd recommend it. Lovely.
Now we move into the cheese room.
Oh, wow.
So this is a bit different.
Looks a bit like a wine cellar. And the smell of cheese here, I want a nice a glass of red as well if you have it.
I'm sorry, next time you're coming, we'll arrange that. But
it's a musty smell. It's a cheese smell. It's what you're smelling is I suppose, the spores of the mould that helps to ripen the cheese. We ripen in here for 3 months. So you see the different colours of cheese as you go around the shelves.
And you're also selling online now as well, Aisling. Tell me about that, because I think that's been the big impact of COVID on your business.
50% of our sales would have been going to the high-end restaurant sector, but they were closed overnight in March. So overnight, we lost 50% of our turnover. Our son is in computer science in UCD, so he set us up an online shop. And we started to sell our yogurt online. So we put it into boxes, we chill it, it goes out with ice, and within 24 hours of being dispatched, the customer can get it. And we've introduced cheese since then, and we've introduced wooden cheese boards as well. So the good news, I suppose, from that is we haven't recovered all our sales, but it's opened up markets all around Ireland. So we have maybe 100 stockists, you know, shops who support us and sell our yogurt, but they would be mainly concentrated in the West and in Dublin. But now anybody from Donegal to Dingle can buy our yogurt on velvetcloud.ie.
And thanks to Aisling and Michael Flanagan and their sheep there, all black and white sheep there. A very enjoyable day on their sheep farm in County Mayo. Velvetcloud.ie for further details. Like lots of